You're listening to the Secrets of Dental Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Jacobs. We're going to be discussing how to grow your dental practice, no matter how fierce your local competition is. If you want to get more referrals from past patients, attract new patients, and grow your dental practice, then tune in now. Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Dental Marketing Podcast. Today I want to talk about referrals and why they're the life's blood of any dental practice, but why so few dental offices are good at cultivating them. It's because they're missing a few key elements. So first of all, are you asking every patient if they have a friend, family, coworker, spouse, child, etc., that may need dental care, whatever it is, Invisalign, a cleaning, etc.? Is there anyone you know that needs this kind of help? If so, please let them know about our office. We would love to help them. We'd like to also give you credit for bringing in a referral. It could be some nominal gift, a $5 Amazon gift card, a $10 Amazon gift card, that kind of thing. You know, depending upon the rules of your state, check into this, but you at least have to ask. If you don't ask, you don't get, as the old saying goes. Number two, find other places besides just at the visit where you can ask. You want to ask people when they're at their happiest. That's usually, sometimes, after you've done a dental procedure. If they're not in pain, that would be a good time to ask them. Another way to do it is to follow up with them a couple days after their procedure. Let's say they just had a cleaning. I've almost never seen a dental office follow up a couple days later and say, oh, how is your cleaning? How is your root canal? How is your bridge, your crown, your Invisalign, your braces, whatever it was? Are you feeling okay? Any questions? You know, we want to thank you so much for coming in. Just to let you know, if you know a friend, family member, coworker, you know, child, anyone that needs any dental care like you did, major or minor, we're here to help. And, you know, we'd love to credit you with that referral, and we really appreciate it. Referrals is what runs our business. So that's step two. What are the opportunities in your practice to ask for referrals? And it can't always be just be you, the dentist. It has to be staff too. They have to be told and incentivized. You know, hey, Lucy, up front, I'd like you to use this simple script and to ask for referrals at these key points in the patient files. You know, hey, Joe, when you're calling to get money from the patients, ask for referrals. So you need to find places in your practice where you can ask for the referral and ask repeatedly. You're not there to harass people and ask them constantly, but chances are you interact with your patients several times a year at most, so it's really not a bother to ask them a couple times. But you want to find opportunities to do this. Third is you want to have tools that help people refer to you. So if I just tell you, hey, if you know anybody, please refer, that's one thing. If I give you a card that gives the person you're referring to 10% off or a discounted cleaning or, you know, X percent off services or a free this or free that or free tooth whitening with any service over $100, and I give you cards to give to people you know, that will increase your referral rate quite a bit. Now I have a tool to refer. If I go home and I see Bob at Starbucks and I say, hey, Bob, you know, how you doing? Oh, I just went to the dentist. Oh, really? You know, how was it? He did a good job, you know. By the way, he gave me these cards here. If you ever have a problem, he gives you 10% off. Oh, thanks. Great. That kind of stuff will help people to refer you instead of just telling you about it. Because oftentimes, someone telling someone about it, they forget. Physical helps tremendously to make a referral. And it doesn't seem cheesy like a commercial. You know, hey, Bob, your teeth are looking white. That's right, Joe. I just got them cleaned at ABC Dental. You know, you don't have that kind of cheesy conversation that people don't want to have and no one has in real life. So that's why tools of referral are very important. It could be a card. It could be a book you've written on, you know, the procedures you do and how to have dentistry without pain and without fear and have a great smile and white teeth. It could be, you know, a one-page document, a PDF. It could be a letter from you. It could be coupons. It can be all kinds of things. But you want to have tools for referral and give it to every single patient you have. And you want to send it periodically throughout the year to your patients. Don't just send them reminders, hey, you got to come in for a tooth cleaning. Send them referral coupons with it, because it's an excuse to communicate with their patients more often, and it will tremendously stimulate referrals, which, as everyone knows, are the best patients. They're the easiest to sell on services, the least resistant. They price shop far less than other methods of marketing. So these are three great ways to boost your referral rate and to grow your dental practice without going crazy and spending tons of money on extra marketing. If you need help with your marketing, if you want to create a book for your dental practice to help attract higher quality clients, better paying clients, contact us. SpeakeasyMarketingInc.com is the website. Again, it's SpeakeasyMarketingInc.com. You could also email us, rj@SpeakeasyMarketingInc.com. Thank you. You've been listening to the Secrets of Dental Marketing podcast with Richard Jacobs of Speakeasy Marketing. Remember, no matter how fierce your local competition, great marketing will get you more patients and grow your dental practice. Call 888-967-4457 to schedule your complimentary practice growth strategy session, or email dentist@SpeakeasyMarketingInc.com.